Yeah, sorry. So they sort of suggest that the tour takes about 3 hours, but I think ours could have lasted quite a bit longer. Because the guy was taking so much time with us, describing everything in so much detail and, you know, talking to us about everything, and giving us time to, you know, like, feel stuff and whatnot. Unfortunately, the end was a bit rushed because we had trains to catch and stuff. So we didn't get to spend too much time in the outside bit, the bit where, you, like, Privet Drive and Godric's Hollow and the night bus and stuff were there. But we did a bit of a whistle-stop tour. We saw most of everything. I don't think we missed anything out. And to be honest, the last bit was pretty visual anyway. It was a lot of, like, the architectural plans for various sets and a lot of, like, the designs for different creatures and costumes and things. And then they had a miniature scale. Well, when I say miniature, not really very miniature, but miniature compared to life size, like a scale model of Hogwarts, the castle, and you could, like, walk all around it, but we couldn't get anywhere near it, obviously, so. But the atmosphere in the place was just really amazing. Unfortunately, like I said, we had to rush a bit at the end, so I didn't get to spend too much time in the shop, but I did manage to pick up a scarf with all the Hogwarts houses on. I have actually sorted myself on Potterhead, and I am a Ravenclaw, and I was going to get a Ravenclaw scarf, but I thought I'd be PC and get the one with everyone on. Not really, I just I just wanted that one. And that was it, really. I would recommend anyone to go. If you're visually impaired, like me, I mean, like I said, our tour guide was brilliant. I'm actually going to ring them up and tell them how amazing he was and give them really positive feedback for that, because that is something they need to carry on for visually impaired people. Because without him there, I mean, I know they gave us the headphones, but it wouldn't have been nearly as amazing an experience as it was if it wasn't for him. He was just really great, really helpful, really patient, in the sense that, you know, he had to, like, describe everything, because we were pretty hardcore fans, so, and, yeah, I kind of appreciate it's pretty visual. I mean, you can reach over and touch a lot,